Hey there, crypto world. It's Chris back again with another crypto video. Let's dive into some serious market madness right now. Cardano ADA is absolutely flying with a record-breaking transaction volume. That's right, folks. Cardano ADA is making waves like never before. And get this, Bitcoin, BTC, whales are going crazy right now. The biggest players in the game are pulling out their cash like it's going out of style. It's been 9 years since we've seen anything like this. Is this the start of a new bull run? Are we about to witness history in the making? Buckle up, because we're about to break down everything you need to know in the crypto space. Hit the like button, subscribe, tap that bell, select all the notifications so you never miss a video. And right, we'll get down and dirty in the crypto space. Let's go. So we're going to start here. We'll start with Cardano ADA and this monstrous record soaring transactional volume. So look, I want to be quite clear. You can at points have, you know, the price decouple from, you know, a surge in activity on the ecosystem. Could it just be that the price is lagging behind with the rest of the crypto market? I think so. A lot of people, and, you know, take this seriously, a lot of people are going to be sleeping on Cardano because of all the FUD. Now, I want to be quite clear. I don't talk with the most confidence. I'm not a public speaker. It's not a strength of mine. Making YouTube videos is just something that I fell into completely by accident. What I excel in is research, understanding blockchain technology, and understanding where the market is and where the market's heading in the real world. That's why you won't see me in meme coins. I won't be talking about them. I won't be investing in them because I don't understand them, right? And there's a lot of people, right, in the crypto space, even at, you know, president level of said foundations of projects in the top 10, top 15, top 20, that talk really well, are very good public speakers. They sound, you know, like they're full of confidence and they know what they're talking about. But actually, if you scratch beneath the surface, they know fuck all. And that is something that means you've got to go away and do your own research, because listening to some of these people that talk with confidence isn't necessarily a sign that they know what they're talking about. And why is this important? Because lots of people talk negatively about, you know, Cardano in particular. You know, they might not actually have a clue, a Scooby-Doo, what they're talking about. So just be mindful of that. A lot of people are going to sleep on Cardano because somebody they trusted told them it was garbage. July has not been kind to Cardano ADA crypto, but Cardano's performance is evolving independently of its price volatility. And I think that is really clear. And this is one, you know, I had two articles to pick from. And I went with this one because actually this articulates it really, really well. Because a lot of people just look at price and they basically judge whether they're going to make an investment purely based on price. And that is not the way to go. You know, the fact that the ecosystem is actually independently, regardless of price, is doing tremendous things, as in a surge in trading volume, is clear evidence that it's doing really, really well. And eventually that price discovery will catch up with the assets activity on chain. There's a lot being built on Cardano. There's a lot to be, you know, really bullish when it comes to Cardano about. You know, you're just not always seeing it in the value, but that will come. Trust me, it's one of those things, right? You know, you just need to understand that sometimes a chart can look like a ski slope. And, you know, I've talked to people in the Discord about this several times, and you need to join the free Discord, link in the description of the video. Absolutely free to join. And you're missing out. You're missing out on seed rounds, private sales. You're missing out on alpha that you wouldn't get on the videos. You're hearing my true thoughts. You've got access to me, Nick, the team, everybody, a community of over 7,000 people trying to win in this crypto space just like you. We can all make money together, right? We can all be successful. So join the free Discord. I keep shilling the free Discord because, you know, it's the place to be. Let's move on. Let's have a look at the market. We're down, and this is just craziness, and I'll come on to the thoughts on this in a second. We're down 4.45% at the time of recording, and now stand at $2.2 trillion, with Bitcoin just above, just below $62,000 at $61,857.17, down 4.51% at the time of recording. We got Cardano down in 10th at 36.69. There we go. So look, why is it important that we look at this market? This is what I've been predicting, right? I've been saying it for over 18 months now. Q3 2024, Fed pivot, crypto and stocks crash. Now, what I think's happened is, you know, and this is not something that anybody would have been able to anticipate, and certainly not something that I would have anticipated. I think the Fed have been quite open publicly that the next meeting could see interest rate cuts, and they're trying to price it in now. We've seen the stock market crash. We've seen, you know, trillions wiped off the stock market. I think it was $3 trillion wiped off stocks. We're seeing crypto pull back. This is what I've been talking about for 18 motherfucking months, right? So, you know, we always get it wrong here at Cheeky Crypto and Chris Does Crypto. If you read the comments, that is what you would have been reading. But look, this is something we've talked about an awful lot. And I don't think that it's over yet. So there are analysts out there, they're telling you they think the bottom's in and all this sort of nonsense. Not how I'm reading it. You know, Fed pivot is normally stocks and crypto crash. I think the fact that the Fed have been more open and transparent and encouraging it, you know, to happen next month, you know, has helped, I guess, the market start to price it in. So we're seeing pullbacks. But look, this is going to be short-lived, right? This is a good thing, right? It's an opportunity to be dipping into the market, in my opinion, an opportunity to be allocating to the assets you think are going to go on to do really, really well. Yeah, this is just prime opportunity. The question is, 18 months ago, when I was talking about Q3 2024, Fed pivot, crypto and stocks crash, telling people that I'm putting money to one side for this opportunity, were you listening? If you were listening, you'd have capital to one side. If you weren't listening, then you're probably like the vast majority of people that have been caught out by this pullback and will be caught out with the Fed pivot and everything because you expect the money printer to go burr and everything to go up. That does happen, but it doesn't happen straight away. There's a lag to that, right? And the opportunity to get in and fill your bags before that exponential move to the upside is here. So yeah, look, this is kind of what we've been talking about. Whether you're positioned well is really down to whether you actually listen to the right people or not. So there we go. Bitcoin whale volume from exchanges hits 9-year high as analyst calls Bitcoin bottom in. Just what I was saying. So the last time Bitcoin whales moved this many coins from exchanges was when Bitcoin price was around $220 back in 2015. So what's this a sign of? Well, this is a sign that actually, you know, more Bitcoin is leaving the exchanges and coming out of circulation. So this is seen as a positive, not a negative. But, you know, over time, you know, we're going to start to see some of this crypto be onboarded again. I don't think there's any signs of the US selling their Bitcoin, but we have seen Germany sell all of theirs. Bitcoin and Ethereum prices plunge on recession fears as liquidations spike. So, yeah, look, we've seen the market pull back. It's all around what, you know, the Fed were saying at the meetings. It's all about the job, you know, data that came out from the US and so on. The market is finally realizing what we've been talking about for some time. And look, these are opportunities if you see them that way. Morgan Stanley tells wealth advisors they can pitch Bitcoin ETFs in the first for big bank. So look, this is a really big deal, right? Like, we're seeing Bitcoin and Ethereum pull back, but this is going to be short term. Believe me, Wall Street, they're here, right? And you know, these asset advisors or, you know, financial advisors are now going to be going out and they're going to be basically pitching Bitcoin and Ethereum. Like, they're talking about Bitcoin in this article, but I'm telling you now, it will be Ethereum. It will be other cryptocurrencies in the next bull run, because when we do get this exponential move to the upside, don't think for a second that these big institutions aren't going to be all over some of these other assets like Solana, like Cardano, like XRP. If there's going to be an opportunity to do a spot ETF, and they're going to do it, right? Because they're going to make the most of all of this move. Markets in free fall, US stock market plummets, and crypto crashes after shocking jobs report. So again, this is all in line with what we've been talking about. Like, this stuff really isn't rocket science. You know, for me, like, you've got to be in the Discord, the free Discord. We're not even charging for this stuff. You need to be in there. You need to be knowing what's going on. That's for certain. JP Morgan Chase abruptly raises forecast for imminent Fed rate cuts as recession fears accelerate. So, you know, everybody's now saying what I'm saying. They've caught up with me. They're saying, you know, September Fed pivot, you know, there we go. We're right. You know, back, smack bang on when we said it was going to be Q3 2024. The only prediction that I've had over the last 24 months that hasn't come in yet. And we're really, really close to another really, really good call. US inflation, re-accelerates. Core PPI hits highest level since 2022. But what does this mean for crypto? Well, it means that they're actually going to be pro-crypto, right? This is good for crypto. What I would say is, you know, it's going to take a bit of time, right? That's my opinion. We've got Coinbase expects US to be crypto-friendly, irrespective of the election outcome. So regardless of, you know, which, you know, corrupted, you know, official gets elected, whether that's Trump, whether that's the Harris bird, who cares? Doesn't matter. US will, you know, go crypto friendly. Again, another prediction that I've had, right? We've had so many. Gary Gensler will be fired, or he will resign, one of the two, and we will see the US pivot to be really, really pro crypto. It's just a matter of time. And then we've got Russia legalizes crypto mining and brings an experimental regime. So again, really, really positive for cryptocurrency, really positive for the adoption of blockchain technology. Everything's coming together. Everything's looking really, really good. It's just, I guess, how you look at the markets. There's lots of fear in the market right now. We're in fear, not greed. And when we're in fear, you should be greedy. When you're in greed, you should be fearful. And if you can't get your head around that, you're probably not going to do well in the crypto space. What I would say is crypto and stocks and investment instruments, regardless in the financial sector, are all risky. Crypto in particular is probably the most volatile of the lot. Although stocks might look just as volatile over the next couple of months. What I would say is, you know, if you're going to invest, do your own research. You know, don't invest blindly following what somebody says. Do your own research. You do risk losing all of your money. It can go to zero. And, you know, you should never invest more than you're willing to lose. Those are kind of the golden nugget rules that you need to abide by to be successful in the crypto space. You need to spend time doing that research. Join us in the free Discord. We try to make things as easy and as digestible as possible for you in this crypto space. We want you to be successful. And if you are, we're doing a good job. Hope you enjoyed today's video. If you did, hit the like button. We really do appreciate that. It really does support the channel and helps push out the content to other like-minded individuals, and maybe we can help more people. And subscribe as well. You know, there's so many people that watch this channel that aren't subscribed, which is just shocking. I think it's like 70%+ people that watch the videos aren't subscribed. So subscribe, hit the notification bell so you don't miss any more videos, and I will catch you in the next one. Take care.